I'm sat in the luxury of a Premier Inn on the south coast of England, Dover to be exact, and it is luxury. It's very comfortable with a view of the sea, and if I think about what's happening 20-something miles over the water in Calais, where there's around 4,000 people, is that how big the camp is at the moment with the famous jungle, which isn't getting much coverage at the moment as the news seems to have turned its eyes elsewhere. And there's all kinds of reports coming out. There's a refugee crisis. There's a migrant crisis. There's no crisis at all. This is business as usual because whoever is to blame for this massive difference between rich and poor, or whoever is to blame for the wars being started, normally for oil and other such nefarious reasons around the world, and people are on the move, and some of these people really would like to have a better life, and some of them are on the blag. I'm pretty sure if I was in a situation where I could join in a movement and potentially get a better life, it might be that I might elaborate certain stories. That's not to say that huge swathes of people have risked life and limb to get away from the existence they had. And there are some truly horrible stories. And there still are, you know, the journeys that some people are making, dying, either being crushed by pallets in the back of a truck or hit by a train or just drowning, crossing a body of water. And that's what is between myself and finding out more, just a body of water. So I'm hitching a ride tomorrow. I'm hitching a ride with a guy I've known for a year or so, David Charles. I met him at the Elevate Festival and he told me that he'd been over and he was going back. I think the first time he went to Calais, he took 85 bikes and loosely called the group they are in Bikes Beyond Borders, but I think the hashtag they used at the time in the online channels was Bikes to Calais, Bikes number 2 Calais, and he's taking some more bikes and in a minibus. So I asked if I could have a lift just to go over and see for myself and maybe capture some stories and share those stories. So as I look over my kit, which is all laid out across the table, the bed right now, I'm wondering how much of it I actually need, as I ever do, and I'm wondering what's missing. I have just noticed that a vital piece of sleeping equipment is missing as I took my sleeping bag out, which normally sits in a bivy bag. It's not there. I brought a tent, and which is in the boot of the car, which I will be leaving there. I didn't intend to actually use it, and I thought I could bivy out. It might be that I have to use that tent now that I have a very important layer of insulation between me and the outside world. But what's it going to do? It's going to give me some, even if it's a sleepless night, one sleepless night, I will have an awful lot of insight as to what it is to actually live in the camp for a night, which is nothing compared to what these people are doing. I've visited a number of different refugee camps, whether it be Syria, mostly in Syria, some in Jordan, 2008. And I visited some camps in Iraq, 2005. And they're never enjoyable experiences. And the feeling you get when you are somebody attempting to raise awareness or capture stories, whether it be for a news agency or, in this instance, for my own peace of mind, curiosity, you have this strange feeling of helplessness when you get back and you do your bit of blogging, and you share some tweets, maybe some audio, maybe a newspaper picks up a couple of bits and bobs and prints what they think interesting, and then it's gone the next day, if it's a paper, of course. And you wonder, has that actually helped anybody? Has that actually done anything that, other than, you know, add to the noise of people sharing what they perceive to be the issue? And my, there are so many opinions, so forgive me if I am adding my own, but I do believe there is a very deep need for us to share stories connected to all the trials we go through, humanity as a whole. And there is a huge, huge story behind all of this suffering that's going on right now, around all of these individual life stories. And I would certainly like to understand it a little bit more, so that I can understand the world I live in and who I am as a person. Maybe if I capture some of the conversations around the people actually getting up and going out and doing something. There are no leaders here, as far as I know. David Charles and the small group that he's a part of, everybody is a deputy instigator, and they have just got together and they've got a number of donated secondhand bikes and they are taking them out to Calais. And this ability to rally around at your own expense and your own time and get all of this stuff together and then send it over there and really make a difference and change people's lives, who would have a 3-hour walk from the camp to the town and back if it wasn't for the fact that they would have, and they do have, access to some bicycles now, and they will, hopefully all going well tomorrow, have access to more, and they can make the trip in an hour to sign papers, to sort out legal situations, maybe to get food, who knows. I'm going to find out more tomorrow. So if their stories inspire more people to assist people in need, then that is a good thing, is it not? How is not helping our fellow human beings not a good thing? Of course it is. So now that I've strewn my backpack all over the bed and saw all of the techno crap I have, I'm going to now try and cram it all back in, maybe leaving a few things out, and pondering whether or not I should try to get to some kind of camping store tomorrow to grab an emergency bivy bag or something that may keep the damp off tomorrow night. Anyway, watch this space. I'm documentally on Twitter. I will be tweeting there any information, moments from the road. I think I'll mostly be recording video, which will be offline until it gets to some kind of edit, but we'll see how it goes. Thanks for listening.